Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 19 in the church calendar. So glad that you're here today. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. I want to invite you to a Facebook Live in our Facebook group, Prayer and Worship, September 25th, 2023 at 7 p.m. Central. We'll sing some songs, get caught up on what's happening with the podcast, and where the podcast is going. Join us. There is singing at the ancient gates. There's a melody of ceaseless praise. Age to age, the sound is only growing stronger. There's a throne beneath the name of names. There is seated on it one who reigns. And his kingdom now is here and getting closer. Praise him like we're there in glory. Here and now he's just as holy. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. He exists in everlasting light, so on heaven's streets there is no night. Every tear is wiped away, we'll know no sorrow. So worship him with joyful sound, sing until your voice gives out. No matter where or who's around, release your worship. Praise him like we're there in glory. Here and now, he's just as holy. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. Your song, he loves to hear it. Bring him every prayer so lyric. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. Jesus. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Praise him like we're there in glory. Here and now, he's just as holy. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. Bring your song, he loves to hear it. Bring him every prayer so clear. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. Lord, we're going to pray today for Asher and Micah. Michael, and Curtis. Lord, we just pray that you would bless them today, that you would reveal yourself more fully to them. They would know the power of your resurrection in them, and they would be more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. There is singing at the ancient gates. There's a melody of ceaseless praise. Age to age, the sound is only growing stronger. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We bless you, we honor you, we love you, Lord. Psalm 72. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills, the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. May your name endure forever. Oh, your name endures forever, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A scripture lesson, 1 Corinthians 2, 1-13. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. We want to know Your thoughts, Lord, by Your Spirit. Oh, You search the deep things of God, the deep things of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Wednesday in ordinary time, Proper 19 in the church calendar. O God, because without You we are not able to please You, mercifully grant that Your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Oh, what a privilege, what an honor to come before the throne of grace with a son or daughter's invitation. Enter boldly. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations, whatever it is. Come boldly and lay it at His feet.
So needy, Lord,
we're not ashamed to need you. Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, the family the Lord has placed you in, whatever that means today, wherever you are, lift them up. Not ashamed, 'cause you meet our needs always. You provide. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, enemies, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today. The person you can't stand that gets under your skin, pray for them now. The blessing of the Lord upon them. The thing you would want prayed for you. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. You are His today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit in the United States. Thank you for your gifts. You can go to benwardmusic.com/donate to find out more. Thank you.